Rebecca, our next question is for you. It's from Rita in Ohio, and she said that one of her boarder really wants to leave a fan on at night for her horse, and she says that it's not safe and that no one when no one's in proximity to watch that fan. And so I do want to note also, we got a lot of questions about fans, and fans come up because horses get hot for one, and then also horses have insect sensitivity. A fan can help keep biting mosquitoes and gnats off the horses. So what do you have to say about fans and barns?
Okay, this is my chance to say that the people that build barns are usually horse people telling horse people how to build a barn. And horse people never ask a ventilation engineer, a structural engineer, a veterinarian, or a firefighter how to build a barn. If you look in most of those books about how to build a barn, you will never see them address fire safety. You'll never see them address ventilation. Honestly, if you talk to the structural engineer, the firefighter, and the veterinarian, you would come up with a very different looking barn. But as horse people, we like the traditional look of a barn. And it turns out that that's about 600 years old. We need to update the design, sadly. It really comes down to lack of ventilation. Why do we have to have those fans in those stalls? Because we have such crappy ventilation in barns in the first place. And that's sort of pretty obvious when you say it that way, but we never think about that. Say, oh, each stall has to have its own individual ventilation. If you did it right, you'd have excellent ventilation throughout the entire facility. And horses are not naked, so they don't need the kind of ventilation that we need. They need a different kind of ventilation. Anyway, all that to say, they're sort of both right, okay? Rita's right and her boarder is right. They're thinking ventilation and they're thinking safety, so good for them. The problem is, what you really need to understand is, there's no way, if you're standing in the barn and you watch a spark hit down into your hay, you, even if you're standing there, you will be doing very well to get all your horses out if you're standing there and you have a plan and you've practiced it before, because you technically have less than 3 to 5 minutes from ignition of a fire to get animals out and kids out and people out and the farrier and the veterinarians and the trainers and everybody else that's in that barn. 3 to 5 minutes. And meanwhile, you're going to be trying to call 911 to get the fire department there. You're going to be trying to evacuate horses, all those things. Being in close proximity really, to me, is a myth. It doesn't matter if somebody's standing there. I've got several hundred horse barn fires in my database. And I've got several where 3 to 5 to 6 people were standing in the barn when the fire started. They saw it hit the cobwebs. They saw the spark fall into the hay, and they did not get all the horses out. In some cases, they didn't get any of the horses out. It didn't have a plan. They panicked. They ran around like chickens with their head cut off. They opened every stall door. There was a barn in Georgia. They opened every single stall door, 36 horses, not a single horse left. They didn't, and the facility was lost. They lost every single horse. 6 people on a Tuesday afternoon standing there on a sunny day, and they did not save a single horse. That's how fast it moves. People don't realize. They think that they're going to be able to make an effort to move those horses. You will not have time. And that's why the stall doors to the outside wall are so important. But people don't do it because it adds an extra expense to your barns. If you have to add that second door, and people say, oh, well, I've got this. But if you've got that second stall door to the outside wall, it makes a lot of sense to be able to get your horses out from the outside wall. At least it's safer than running up and down the inside aisle where you can be exposed to the heat, the smoke, and possibly the building collapse on top of your head.